I'm Peter Bonner McNiss, and he is Chris Lang. And welcome to another of these regular property briefings. And a warm welcome to you, Chris.
Once again, it's good to be here with you.
Well, I imagine most of our listeners would realise the importance of having insurance, but I suspect they may not understand the various ins and outs. Could you perhaps help fill in some of those gaps?
Well, if for some reason your commercial property was damaged or destroyed, your first thought would be to make a claim on your insurance company. And naturally, you would be expecting to have them pay to fully restore the building structure for you. However, unless you've taken out the appropriate insurance cover, you may well be in for a rather unpleasant surprise. And furthermore, you may find yourself having to dip into your own pocket to make up the unexpected shortfall.
But how could that happen when you would have been paying your premiums for all those years?
Well, the insurance company will most likely be relying upon the specific wording of your policy. And that's not to suggest that they're in any way being devious, merely that you have a wide selection of policies offering various types of cover, and each one contains different wording. And therefore, it's up to you to make sure that you actually take out the most appropriate cover for your commercial property. And you're quite at liberty to change that at any time, but obviously you would need to do that prior to making any actual claim.
So you're saying there are different types of insurance policies for commercial property. Perhaps you could walk us through the various choices investors have.
Well, the underlying aim of taking out insurance is to make sure that you are fully compensated for the loss you might incur as a result of fire or flood or accidental damage, willful damage, perhaps breakdown of machinery, along with any other risks that you might wish to insure for. So let's perhaps briefly look at what alternative policies you may have to choose from. The first one would be replacement cost. Now, this represents the cost necessary to replace, repair, or construct the building that you've insured and return it to a condition substantially the same as, but not better than, what it was when it was first constructed. Now, the next sort of cover you can have is indemnity value, and this represents the value of the building insured at the time of any loss. And payments under an indemnity value policy are designed to put you in the same financial position as you were immediately before the loss incurred. And then you've got the actual cash value. Now, in simple terms, this sort of policy provides you with the same cover as for replacement costs, but less depreciation which may have occurred since the original construction date. And then you have what's called a declared value policy. And this is where, in addition to the building construction costs, you also specify things like removal of debris, loss of rent, architects or engineers fees, town planning costs, etc. And finally, you've got agreed cover as a policy, agreed value as a policy. And this cover gives you a lump sum up to the figure stated in the policy itself.
Okay. What would you recommend as the best insurance policy for commercial investors?
What would I recommend? Well, at first glance, you would have thought that a replacement cost policy would give you everything you need, until you discover that all the ancillary costs are not included, and they would be covered under a declared value policy. And furthermore, you have to anticipate that all the costs will have been met, and the value of an insurance cover must reflect 100% of the current day cost of full replacement. So let me give you an example. if your policy cover was for $500,000 replacement cost compared with an actual cost to rebuild of $1 million, then you would only receive half of that total amount. But it's equally important that if there was merely $100,000 worth of damage, your insurance policy would then only meet 50% of the cost of the repair. In other words, what you've done is that to try and save on the premium, you've understated the total amount of what the property's worth. But it's called an averaging provision. So ultimately, some people will mistakenly work in the principle that the building is unlikely to be fully destroyed and therefore only insure 70% of its replacement cost in order to save on the annual premium. And that really is a big mistake. However, your biggest surprise could well come through taking out an indemnity value policy. Now, let's assume that at the time you purchased the property, the land was worth $200,000 and the building was worth $600,000. Over the next 5 years, you've diligently increased the cost to replace the building to where it now sits at $800,000. And naturally, you have always paid your increased premium on time. Meanwhile, the property values in the area have escalated as the neighbourhood has become popular, and now there is a lot of new development occurring nearby. And then, unfortunately, your building is destroyed by fire due to an electrical fault. Now, after a protracted assessment process, the insurance company advises you that they will only be paying $50,000 by way of compensation for your loss. And you think, well, why such a small amount? Well, it's because before the fire, your property overall was worth $700,000 as a development site. So that your building only added a further $50,000 to the value of the property. And that's because under an indemnity value policy, you need to be put in the same position as you would have been after the fire as you would have been before the fire. And you would therefore only be entitled to a payment of $50,000, being the difference between the current value of the land and the property's overall value. So if you think about it, a declared value policy would not normally be the best one for you to look at as a commercial property investor.
Well, that's been really good. Is there anything else our listeners should be aware of?
Okay, let's explore one final twist then on the example I've just given you. Under a declared value policy, the insurance company is obliged to meet the cost to fully reinstate the building as new. However, what most people don't realise is there is actually no requirement for you to have that new building located on the same property. In this case, you would probably be far better off to clear the site and sell it, and then purchase some cheaper land elsewhere, constructing your building there and pocketing the profit from selling the original block of land in the process of doing so. Now, as you've heard me say often before, just find out what the rules are and then use them to your own advantage. And so I guess the takeaway is always seek out the most appropriate insurance policy and never skimp when it comes to taking out insurance on your property. And remember, so long as you insure the property and have a reasonable cover, not excessive, the annual premium is generally recoverable from your tenants under a commercial lease.
Personally, I found this most helpful, so thank you.
Well, the important thing is to seek out the most appropriate policy and then just make sure you never skimp on insurance. And as long as the cover is reasonable, you should be able to recoup the premium from your tenants.